pig.
Just a pig.
Yeah.
Well, is there
a letter?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them. A letter.
Is there something in between a pig and a full grown hog when it gets
there's a choat.
A choat.
Yeah.
I see.
You ought to know that.
just checking.
I was going to want to see if he
knew it. Now, how do you spell that choat?
I spell it S-H-O-A-T.
That's right. I'll just...
checking.
Yeah.
Well, what would you call a male hog that's been altered? Any particular name?
I'll never use that. What do you call it?
Have you ever heard the word barrow used?
Yeah, barren.
Barrow.
Barren, yeah.
Now that word altered, is there another word that you could use instead of that to mean the same thing?
Sterile, that's the only one. That's the only one I know offhand. You take
that
now...
that process?
Yeah. You take in a... and a bull, he's made a steer. That means that he's been made sterile. You see, and same way with a horse. He's made sterile.
What about those stiff hairs that grow on a hog's back? What do you call them?
Bristles.
The bristles. I see. Well, have you ever seen any hogs that have these long teeth?
Tusk, no. Is that what they call them, tusks?
Can those things be dangerous, or...?
You're darn right. You take a bull he's ready to jump the fence, or he'll bite.
Well, what about, have you ever heard of any hogs in this part of the country that grew up wild?
No. Further down in South Texas, there may be some in brushy country. And I think those are people who have had tame hogs and they got out in brushy country where they couldn't get them. That's what I would...
When I was in Arkansas...
Javelinas, in other words. Yeah.
When I was in Arkansas, I always made a point of asking about razorbacks.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear of razorbacks in Texas, or is that strictly Arkansas?
No, I think it all depends what kind of hog you're interested on raising or running. I never did, brother never did have hogs.
That's the police patrol. That's the mine.
Can you imagine me hanging behind one of those?
That gave you a sight of what it was.
That's an experience.
You'd have to develop a pretty good grip.
Yeah, you're darn right.
Well, of course, it is much
younger. Well, what about the things that hold the feed for the hogs that you...
trough?
Call those trough.
Hog trough?
Talking about animals, how would you describe the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned? You'd say, listen to that calf.
Ball, I guess.
Ball. Would you say that's the same sound that a cow would make if it's hungry or wanting to be milked?
Yes, I guess you would.
No, one cow would.
Well,
they moo all day long. When he said,
if they looked for the calf, I would say they're mooing. The moo. For instance, if a cow has a calf, and sometimes if they're at the gate to be a milk, well, they may moo occasionally. But I think a lot of those are times used in different localities. I think.
Well, what about the horde? Noise made by a horse. Well,
neigh.
You say it neigh. Well, say if you had a hen that's on a nest of eggs,
You'd
say you've got a, what would you call that?
A laying egg, or she's a
you mean,
she's a clucker.